What is really going on with UFOs? When the government talks about UAPs, formerly known as UFOs, apparently we never get the entire story. I am sure this doesn't surprise us, but I thought this was worth mentioning since there has been so much revelation lately on UAPs by the government of the United States and others. I am not a big believer we are getting the entire stories from any government and might even be getting stories from some witnesses who embellish their sightings to make them more exciting. I don't think a lot of people do this, but I am sure there is a small portion who make up sightings or add to them. When the UFOs were such a hot topic in the 60s and 70s, there seemed to be many more people doing this. Some said they were from other planets and wore tinfoil suits and went to all the UFO shows. Others said they had been taken for rides on UFOs but didn't seem credible when they were talked to. Then there are those very credible witnesses who report things they have seen which the governments never mention. Some of these people were in high government positions while others have impeccable reputations, which make it very hard to disbelieve them when they tell us about some incredible UFO event or alien event they saw. An example of an alien event was when the government hired a respected engineer and brought him to a secret base, and he later reported seeing gray aliens working side by side with humans. One problem which I have noticed is over-anxious UFO investigators. One in particular, which will remain unnamed, because it is not a crime to be this way, seems to have been picked up by many of the news media on the internet. He sees an alien face in every rock and spaceships near every crater. Since he is getting covered more lately with mostly friendly reporting, he has picked up quite a following. He is probably a very nice and dedicated person, but his overzealousness is hurting other investigators. The reason for this is, he is making the careful UFO reporters look bad if they criticize what he is saying. I can't tell you how many times he has pointed to a rock on Mars and claimed it was a face or animal when it clearly was a victim of shadows and creases from weathering. I personally wish he would be more careful and not jump to conclusions. Getting back to the US government, they have been denying Roswell since it happened. They have denied it so long, most if not all the witnesses are dead. There was a heap of evidence which proved something strange went on at the time, such as the ordering of several child-sized coffins from the local funeral parlor. The foreman of the ranch which the UFO crashed on had reported it and was given a new pickup truck to keep quiet. The funeral director walked in on an alien autopsy and was chased out by a nurse who told him never to mention this and so on. This was the mother of all cover-ups and set the stage for the future. The United States even got crashed UFOs from foreign countries. When a Mexican unit was hauling a UFO back to their base, the US had sent a retrievable unit out, and as the helicopter containing some of the men flew over the Mexican unit, they realized they were not moving. The helicopter landed and properly suited soldiers and scientists went over to the Mexicans and saw they were dead. The story is the United States military then retrieved the UFO. One thing we don't hear much about is the cooperation between the United States and other countries concerning UFOs. From what I can see, I am almost positive there is a level of cooperation between certain countries. I would guess the United States, Canada, Great Britain and Australia probably have a measure of cooperation and may even let scientists from those countries be allowed to examine UFO wreckage in each other's countries. We have bases or joint operations in all these countries. One of the most famous UFO sightings by Americans took place near our Bentwaters base, which was next to Rendlesham Forest. I have always felt we were only getting a small fraction of what the government knows about the UFO problem. Some have said there is a reason for this, and even those people who were in power, who may have found out the real story, who wanted to tell us, changed their minds when they found out what was really going on. Some cite President Trump as an example and say he wanted to tell us everything about UFOs, but found out what they were doing here and decided we couldn't handle the truth. Are UFOs here on some terrifying mission? Are we being checked out as a food source, as a few think? I don't think so, But there could be other nefarious reasons why we are not being told. Perhaps we are being experimented on. Could the reason so many people disappear every year have to do with alien experiments? How would we ever know? Our population is so huge, it would be quite easy to kidnap people without others finding out and just leave us with a missing person case. Aliens could just pluck people off the Earth who have no one else around them to see them disappear. Maybe the government had to make a deal with aliens which allowed them to steal a certain amount of people every year in order to save the rest of us from destruction? How could they ever explain that to us? On the other hand, there have been stories where an alien race was said to give us advanced technology if we gave up our nukes, and we refused. Someday we are going to find out the truth, and we may not like it. There have been a few reports in the past which report horrifying things being done to humans, including murder. I remember one where a soldier was said to be dragged aboard a UFO only to be shoved out later in two pieces. There have also been battles reported which didn't turn out well for us, which took place underground. Sometimes we have to make up our minds on whether there is enough evidence to believe some of this stuff. It is important to examine the story and the reputation of the person telling it before deciding, and it helps if there is also some evidence.